You are listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte is in the studio with me again. And on the phone, we're pleased to welcome West Kentucky Community and Technical College President, Dr. Barbara Veazey. Dr. Veazey, thanks for being on the program today.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Veazey, I'd like to open by reminding everyone listening of the announcement in March of the Aspen Institute College Excellence Program, officially recognizing Paducah's West Kentucky Community and Technical College as one of the top 10 community colleges in the nation, chosen from a pool of nearly 1,200.
That was a wonderful award. It has been wonderful for our college, for our students, and our community. We have reveled in having that limelight for two consecutive years. And for that to have been the very first recognition that has ever been given to a community college, to the community colleges across the nation, we were very pleased to be in that pool.
Well, it's another gem in the crown of Western Kentucky's region. I mean, it's a big deal, and we're very proud of you. We're doing an overview of educators in our region and what their outlook is for the coming academic year. And I understand, and rightfully so, that West Kentucky Community and Technical College is really working to support those involved in the USET closure. Would you tell me about that effort?
Well, we are. Of course, we as a community are very, we know how we have all dreaded this moment, talked about it as a possibility for years, but wanted to keep that at bay, the closure of USET, as long as we possibly could. And many, many of our community leaders have worked on that in different wearing different hats for many, many years and are still working on how we might keep that facility in terms of a cleanup process and using current workers for that cleanup process, and then, of course, to have that plant reused by another company. But the announcement of the first layoff to be in the middle of August and then another planned reduction in mid-October means that the Kentucky Workforce Investment Board became immediately involved when this occurred. And several state agencies, the Workforce Board, the college, and many, many partners within the throughout the community and region have met. We met at the college and talked about resources that would be available for dislocated workers effective with that first layoff. The college, it's a little different than has been in the past. In the past, when there has been a plant closure, the Workforce Investment Board and Office of Employment and Training, other agencies, many times went to a facility that was primarily dedicated for this reduction in force and had perhaps a mall site, a strip mall site, and I know that has occurred in the Murray community, in the Hopkinsville community and others, but it was a specific location. This one, we have, as a college, stepped forward and asked that the Emerging Technology Center on campus be the place to start this transition center. It is one that was developed, designed for the workforce. So we have never scheduled routine classes Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday. We've always kept the building open, accessible, and ready to do training whenever that time came for a company that we were either utilizing training for or any prospective plant or business that would come into our community. So we felt that this was a good spot, centrally located right off I-24, very visible, and people had the name familiarity to know where this place is located, and it would be central to services that would be needed. So that facility, when this happens in mid-August, we will be ready with the offices of all of the partners involved located in the Emerging Technology Center. When you walk in the door, there will be someone there. Hopefully, we will be able to have someone from USEC, a retired or an employee that has been a part of these layoffs, that will greet the person at the door, be able to direct them immediately to where they need to go. All services will be up and ready to go by mid-August. We will have offices for, as I mentioned earlier, employment and training, for general information for workers, and then counselors will be in the facility that are familiar with the benefit package, the educational benefit package, and provide counseling. Many of the workers have baccalaureate degrees, but many, and those individuals, of course, might want to redirect into another field, but many of the workers, and I would say most of them, have some college, but do not have certifications or degrees in a new field that they can help identify. So we have counselors that would be assessing what they do have, their transcripts. If they have some college, then, you know, help identify where that individual wants to go in terms of a career field for the future if they do want to make adjustments from what they are currently doing. And we have individuals that will be in that facility that can direct an individual to not particularly our college, certainly, that will be a primary spot for education, but to Murray State University as well. We have a very close partnership, and we are very familiar with Murray's curriculum, how courses transfer into a university, not just coming to West Kentucky. So we are integrally involved, and we will continue to be throughout this whole entire process. If in the future the need expands and we would need to locate a transition center off campus, then we will certainly be a part of helping make that run as smoothly as possible.
You know, the Aspen Institute Award recognizes that WKCTC has 48% of first-time full-time students graduating or transferring within 3 years, compared with the national average of 40%. And I wasn't aware that annually more than 10,000 students come through WKCTC. So this transition center is above and beyond the day-to-day educating of many, many students. And you're also growing a new thrust in the Paducah School of Art and Design.
We are. I am very excited about this project and our enrollment. There's a great deal of interest in the Paducah School of Art and Design. We have recently added design onto that name, adding graphic design, and I think that one certainly will be of interest to many people within the workforce. But this is located downtown. We have painting, drawing, and digital photography at 409 Broadway. And then we have recently, just this fall, opened for the, well, actually it opened in the spring, but full classes in Madison Hall, which is at 9th and Madison in Lower Town. And our vision was always to be in Lower Town, to be what that original vision of an artist community that was established several years ago, to be a part of that and to help that community grow and to continue the vision of arts in Paducah and Paducah as a destination place for tourists, for serious artists, and for those who just love art, want to take classes, or want to come to Paducah, experience workshops, and buy art. So the Ceramics is located in Madison Hall, and immediately adjacent to that property, we have the sculpture building that is currently being constructed, and it will open in the fall of 2014. Our vision is to, over this next year, be able to start construction on the final phase, which is the painting, drawing, and digital photography, and move that from downtown Paducah and have a campus arts community in Lower Town, fully offering the complement of painting, drawing, digital photography, graphic design, sculpture, and ceramics. And then hope to the future to add other programs as well.
We are proud to have found out that just this week, NPR's Noah Adams has been visiting the Lower Town artists to make a story about the Lower Town character and what it generates for the city of Paducah. So we're really excited to hear that coming up on National Public Radio. And I think we're going to have an interview with Noah about that storytelling next week on Sounds Good. But I don't want to keep you on the line a long time. We want to ask you one more question about the WKCTC's online learning opportunities. I hear you're expanding those as well.
Well, Kentucky Community and Technical College System has been in the forefront in online learning. West Kentucky has been involved in that for many, many years. We started, in fact, we were really one of the very first community colleges in Kentucky that offered online programs. But we have started what we call Learn on Demand. And over this next year, there are only very few colleges that have partnered with us in this initiative. You can register anytime. It's not a semester format where in August you start your class, ended in December. We, of course, still have those classes available, but Learn on Demand is one of those start anytime, finish anytime course modules. You can complete a portion of a course, and then you can move on to the next module. And it's in a different time frame than and adjust to an individual's work environment, their learning style, and the convenience of the education when an individual can actually take it. But the Gates Foundation has funded a new program that we're calling Direct to Degree. This will roll out in October, and the format for it is it's an associate arts program, an associate in science program. You would receive either of those degrees, but a focus in business. But in this format, you take one course at a time in a sequence. It's, you know, usually we're attuned to taking English and psychology and history. We may take that all at one time in a semester. But this one, you would take, say, English first, complete that, then move into history. And I'm using that only as an example. But you complete the courses in your time frame, and the program is over a two-year period. If you complete early, you have had significant savings in your education because we're talking about monthly payments of $180 to $200. And you can start a course, complete a course, go to the next course. It's an entirely different way of thinking. So we believe West Kentucky and the Kentucky Community and Technical College System is in the forefront of that new way of planning your education, and much of that funding for this test and piloting this and hoping it will succeed and change, increase our educational level in Kentucky, much of that is being paid for out of Gates. So we're happy to be a part of it.
Dr. Vesey, let me ask you, did you say that it's a flat fee, $180,
yes.
$200 a month, and it depends on, like, if you just burn it up, you can take everything you can possibly take in that month if you're highly motivated to do so?
That's right. It is a deal. It is a deal. So we're looking forward to that rollout, and it's being done. Frankly, we're concerned about the high cost of education and the length of time it takes individuals to move through that process. So if we can design and develop a course format, and have all sorts of tutorial online assistance for that individual, this could change the way that we're able to deliver and students are able to get something very affordable and very achievable within their time frame.
Dr. Vesey, that's terrific. Thanks for speaking with us today.
It was my pleasure, always.
Dr. Barbara Vesey is president of West Kentucky Community and Technical College on Alvin Barkley Drive in Paducah.
You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS 91.3 Murray. Both our channels of programming also sound good online at WKMS.org.